At the Upper Chattanooga State Recreation Area, rain and high river levels have been a concern for the last few years. Part of the road through the campsite ran next to the river, and when the river would rise, it created problematic conditions.
The last couple summers, the high water each year has cut into the road, and we've had to move the road over.
That's Brooks Ludwig, Northern Area Parks Superintendent. He says the solution was creating a new road.
Instead of fighting the river, we decided to relocate the road and four campsites to eliminate the possibility of the road giving way.
TJ's land clearing cut trees for the new route before May 1st because of the bird window, a time during which the Park Service does not cut trees in order to protect migratory birds. After the path was cleared, contractors came in on June 1st and built the new road and campsites. The final steps of the project will be installing new tables and fire pits. The project cost about $149,000 and took just over 3 weeks to complete. Ludwig says it has been in the works for about 3 years between getting funding, permits, and awarding construction contracts. Ludwig says the Lower Chattanooga site is also getting a makeover this summer in the form of new amenities.
We're going to be replacing some bathrooms. We're going to be building a picnic shelter at Ole Miss Pond. We will be putting in new amenities, tables, fire pits, bear-proof garbage cans. We're going to put new highway signs. We're going to put interior signs and just upgrade the sites, the wells. We'll put the wells back in so that they'll have water at those facilities as well.
The Upper Chattanooga site is now open. The contract for the Lower Chattanooga site is out for bid until July 15th, and work there is scheduled to be finished by the end of September. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Aaron Berner.